I'm talking today with Hubert Vo, who is a state representative in District 149 out in West Houston, the A-Leaf area. Hubert, this was your first session as a representative this past year. Tell me about the experience. What were the high points? What do you think was your best accomplishment? What was the experience like?
Well, first I want to thank you, Charles, for giving me the opportunity to talk to you today. And during my first session, I learned quite a bit. The first is the process on how to make legislation, pass legislation. And you know that my issues are education, healthcare, and small businesses, opportunities for small businesses. And one thing that I learned very quickly during my first term was there was so much partisanship in the House, and I think that it's not fair for the constituents in the district, for any district at all. I wish we don't have that, so every member should be focusing on the work done for the district. Me, myself, I was able to pass several legislation. I was mainly focusing on education. I was, me and some of the members, also we were able to stop bad legislation in terms of education. When it comes to vouchers, we were able to stop vouchers from happening. And also that all of us agree that we need to give our teachers a pay raise, which we did. And also that we did, I wish we had more means to give more opportunities and tools for the school district to educate our children. Of course, I didn't get to the point where we want to have done within the public schools, but hopefully, going back to 2007, we get things done a little bit better for the public schools. And the other thing in terms of healthcare, we were able to restore partially the CHIP program, but still we still have a long way to go. Still, we still dropping off quite a bit of children every year in terms of CHIP program, and we are sending back the money from federal going to other states. You know that the program, the CHIP, is a matching fund program. Every dollar the state spend, the federal government will match $2.65. We're losing about over $300 million a year in for that program. And I just want to let my constituent know and the people of Texas know, CHIP program is a program to provide health insurance for the children of working families. It's not like a Medicaid. Sometimes that the children, the parents are debating either to go to work or not to go to work, because if they go to work, then their salary will be above the guidelines of the children can receive CHIP, and some parents are in a very tough decision-making situation, rather go to work or stay home in order to have CHIP for their children. I don't think that should be the case at all. We're still fighting for CHIP, and hopefully 2007 will come back and fully restore CHIP the way we want it to be, to have, and from the original program that we had back in 2001, I believe. And in terms of small businesses, we have the new tax that was passed during the special session. It is very much a burden for small businesses. Small businesses are carrying a large tax burden for larger corporations, and we need to go in and fix that in 2007. The small businesses, if they are a corporation now, they pay franchise tax now. And franchise tax in the sense that if you don't make money for the corporation, that you don't have to pay corporation tax, or you pay very little for the corporation tax. Now with the new business tax that comes in, it doesn't matter your corporation make money or lose money, you still have to pay that business tax. And we need to come back to 207 and fix it.
Okay. Your first session started off somewhat, shall we say, eventfully, because there was a question about whether the election that you won by a small margin would be upheld, since your opponent, Talmadge Heflin, filed a election challenge. Now, there were allegations at the time that were, you know, some wild ones that were ultimately proven to be unfounded about vote fraud and other things. What was it like for you at the time going through that? I mean, you know, what were you thinking while all this was going on?
Well, by that time, it lasted for about over 2 months, I believe, after the election. I didn't think that time bothered me at all, because when my opponent challenged the election, we right away deposed a few questionable voters in the district, and we can see the outcome ahead of time. So with that numbers and with the result that we already have in hand, that didn't bother me at all. So I just move on and do my regular, normal things that need to be done in Austin.
Okay. You're running against Mr. Heflin again this year. How's it going to be different for you this time?
Well, I have to run harder. I mean, I'm not going to take anybody for granted. I just work hard. We have our program to lay out, and we're fully laying out our program. We are not discounting any portion of the program at all. Even my opponent is not yet visible in the district, but we're still laying out the full blown campaign. And I, even myself, I walk door to door also.
How is it different for you campaigning as an incumbent than it was as a challenger?
This time I reached out to the people that I didn't have the support last time, and most of the people are very much surprised to see me at that door, and they came out. Most of them recognize who I am, and most of them are happy to see me. Even they don't show any sign of supporting me yet, but at least they're very surprised, and they are very appreciative in the sense that I come to the door and ask for their help. So it's looking good.
Okay. Let's return to one of the themes that you spoke about in my first question, which was the new business tax, which you said will need to be fixed in 2007. How does this affect you as a small business owner, and what do you think needs to be done to fix this tax going forward?
Well, I think that the new business tax is pretty unfair, because the existing franchise tax now, if you're not making money, your company is not making money, you don't have to pay any taxes at all. You pay very little tax, franchise tax. But for the new business tax, it doesn't matter if your company is making money or not, you still have to pay the new business tax. And also in the term of larger corporation, this new business tax doesn't mean much to them, but in return they have a huge reduction in the property tax, which they again tremendously huge portion of revenue compared to small businesses who don't own any properties.
So how would you fix it?
Well, I think that we should equalize the burden on for small businesses and large corporations, making sure that smaller businesses are not carrying too much burden for large corporation in terms of tax, state taxes.
Okay. The other thing to talk about is the the overall school finance picture at this point. Since there are projections that the business tax overall will not be able to cover the cost of the property tax reduction, what do you think needs to be done going forward to help fix that?
I think public finance has not been resolved yet. In 2007, I believe that we will strongly pursue in making sure that portion of the new business taxes will go to, we need to prioritize that portion to go into education, and how will we get the extra money to go for public education. The way it is we don't use all that 50 cents for property tax relief, but we use only about 30 cents for property tax relief. And in addition to that, we give the the homeowners triple their homestead exemption. With that picture, the homeowners will enjoy more, will benefit a larger property tax relief from that program. In other words, reducing to 30 cents plus raising the homestead exemption from $15,000 to $45,000. And with that program, we will have a lot more new businesses taxes coming into the state. With that portion of new taxes coming into the state, we can use to fund for public education.
Okay. An issue that is certainly a hot topic, especially out in this part of town, is crime. Crime has been in the news a lot. There's been an increase in it. What do you see as something that the state legislature can do to alleviate those concerns?
Well, crime is one of the issues that are of concerns now for Houston and for Harris County. And within the capacity as a state representative, I had a meeting yesterday with all the state representative and council members of the city of Houston, even the council member of Sugar Land, to come up with strategies and ideas of attacking problems of crimes. First crime happened in a variety of different ways, like home invasions and driveway robberies and assault. So we have to address those types differently, and we need to have a cooperation from all law enforcement from different levels and different entities and different different cities and different counties to join force together to make sure that pinpoint where the crime come from and how we go about to prevent from happening. And also with that, I believe back 5-6 years ago, the city of Houston had a handbook called Crime Prevention Handbook, and that will be need to be published to the citizens for them to see that manual, understand how to help themselves from in preventing crime from happening to them. And also that's from one end. The other end is making sure that law enforcement have some kind of programs to soften the crimes in, not soften but lessen the number of crimes here in the city of Houston. And also we as a citizen and elected official, we just want to make sure that if we have a program laid out already, that we need to follow up, the citizens and the elected official need to follow up on for those programs and be very persistent in making sure that the police, the law enforcement will work together with in problem areas to fight against crime.
The district that you represent is one of the more diverse ones in terms of racial and ethnic backgrounds, a lot of immigrants and new citizens here. How does the debate over immigration play in your district, And what do you think, if anything, you as a state representative need to do to address your constituents' concerns about what's going on with them, with the immigration debate?
My district is very diverse, and I believe that it has not been the issue in my district yet. I don't see much talk in my district about immigration, concerns about immigration, but of course, you know, we always welcome legal immigration, and if people have to take turn to apply to become a legal immigrant here in this country, and in terms of dealing with the population that's already been here, that undocumented population that already been here, we need to take a serious look and see how we address that situation. And also I want to refer that guest workers also who comes out here and who come out here to work in farms and in agriculture, we have no problem is guest workers coming in and help the states in certain areas of agriculture or even in construction, but we have to make it sure that there's a process to go through and make sure everybody enjoy their stay here, and also make sure that the responsibility of those workers who come here, they know their responsibilities also in various areas.
What would you say are the main concerns of the people in your district this year?
Property tax relief, that's what I heard quite a bit. And some about education also, because education, you know that the state of Texas is ranked at the bottom when it comes to high school graduation, and well, 48th in the nation when it comes to SAT score. So education is another concern of the people in my district. And also I often heard people in my district complain about insurance rates are too high and utilities are too high also.
Okay. What? Any thoughts as to how to address those last concerns?
The insurance, I will have to take a harder look and see how we can have more insurance company coming into the state and make it more competitive in terms of offering to the residency in the state of Texas. Also in the sense that we don't want those insurance company to come and pick and choose the area that they want to insure only. And in terms of utilities, I need to understand more about how to control the distribution line and the distribution line and the consumption supplies to fully understand that the rules and regulation, and to implement to make sure that is. Those utilities will not be a burden for the citizens.
What advice will you give your first-year colleagues next year when they ask you what they should expect and how they should go about being a new representative?
Well, what from my experience is, you know, don't be shy to reach out to everybody and talk, work with everybody. That's how you get things done for the people of your district. Even sometimes you get kicked around, you got your arms twisted, but just forget it and just move on and just still reach out and talk to all the members and get things done. And if somebody kick you around, you know, you forgive them, but you won't forget. You know, just move on.
All right. Representative Hubert Bowe, thank you very much for talking with me today. Good luck with your election.
Thank you.